All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard. It's Michael Collins Piper coming to you live here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's Wednesday. It's Valentine's Day, folks, the 14th. I had an exciting Valentine's Day today. I was cleaning up my office, but it needed to be done. Very, very cold here in D.C. I hope it's not as cold where you are. Well, we're going to heat it up here tonight nonetheless. We have a guest coming aboard. I just talked to him this afternoon. I'd planning to have him on the show, and lo and behold, he called me, and it's none other than Mark Glenn. You know him from having been a guest on this program in the past. You know him from his website at crescentandcross.com, and I hope you know him from his recent writings that have been published in the pages of American Free Press. And, of course, you can go to the American Free Press website. I don't know if any of Mark's articles are up there, but you'll find a good sampling of what does appear in American Free Press. And, of course, that's AmericanFreePress.net. The website CrescentandCross.com is Mark's own website, and it's got a lot of valuable information up there. In any case, Mark will be joining us. We're going to be going to a break here in a minute. Then when we come back, we'll be joined by Mark. But in the news today, or not in the news, this does deserve to be mentioned and need to be mentioned. There's some controversy over a 1993 memo from the staff of former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani to the mayor. They assessed his flaws. Well, what's buried in the last paragraph of the article in the Washington Post reporting on this memo is that the memo also reported the charge that Giuliani received special treatment from a friendly federal judge to avoid military service during the Vietnam War. And later, they say, quote-unquote, hypocritically prosecuted draft dodgers. Giuliani, who was dropped by an Air Force ROTC program because of a hearing problem, received a rare occupational deferment in 1969. After a federal judge wrote a letter about the importance of his duties as a law clerk. So there we go again, folks. There we go again. Another of these armchair war hawks that got us into Iraq and want us to go to war against Iran, but they dodged a draft themselves. Okay, Michael Collins Piper here. We'll be back in a minute or so with Mark Glenn, our special guest for this evening. We'll take your calls later in the hour. Stay tuned, folks. Listen to these commercials ahead. You need to hear them.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My sponsor is Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. It is so good, folks. You know, every time I've used it, it works for me. I know other people who have used it and it works. I can't say anything more glowing about the product because I have personal experience with it. I know that it works. So check out the website at headachestaygone.com. If you're one of those people, and unfortunately there are many who do get plagued by headaches, this is your solution. So check it out, folks. Okay, well, we have been joined by Mark Glenn, who is very familiar to many of you, author, essayist, now recently been contributing regularly to American Free Press. Mark, I don't know if you were bored when I read that little news item about Rudy Giuliani being a draft dodger, but does that surprise you?
No, nothing surprises me with these people anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, every day we run into the weirdest things, you think that they aren't going to top it, but then they always do. So, no, I mean, it doesn't surprise me a bit.
Yeah, you know, we have this episode right now here in Washington, you know, with all these members of Congress getting up. They've got 5 minutes to speak, you know, and the Republicans almost unanimously are saying that anyone who criticizes the president's policies are basically lending aid and support to the enemy. I have a completely different point of view about that.
Well, when I run into people like this, the only thing that I can say to them is it's a good thing you weren't around in 1776, because if you were, you would, interestingly enough, you would find yourself siding with the king, and they seem to forget about that, yet they still have the nerve to celebrate July the 4th every year, but at the same time, everything that they stand for is in complete contradiction to everything that we're supposed to enjoy as Americans.
Mark, you know, you and I have both been around this, for want of a better term, this patriot movement for quite a while. And, you know, what continues to amaze me is that there are so many good people, good Christian Americans, who go along with George Bush and his insane policies, whether it's waging war around the globe or cracking down on freedom of speech and our liberties here at home. How do you account for it? I don't understand it myself.
Well, I think there are many prongs to this problem, but the least of which is not the least of which is the fact that we have lost our individuality as American citizens in this country. We, as much as we like to pat ourselves on the back for being individuals and being able to stand up supposedly for our own rights, we really don't. We have succumbed to groupthink. Just like every other totalitarian society in history has. You know, the people today who are supporting George Bush are the people who would have been chanting for Christ to be crucified. They would have been in the Colosseum cheering as the Christians were fed to the lions. They would have, it's the same mindset, it's the same mentality. And so whether they're Christians or whether they're pagans or whatever, you know, and actually, you know, you and I were talking about this a little bit today before the show. You know, it actually is such a dangerous thing today for Americans to see themselves as being special and that they have got this organic love of liberty and all the rest of that stuff, because what it really has done is blinded them to the fact that they really don't love liberty. If Jefferson and Washington and all of the men who were the founding fathers of this country were to come back today and redo what they were able to do 230 years ago, most of the Americans would love to see them hanged.
Yeah, you know that's that's not funny. I'm laughing, but you're absolutely right about that. If we had a serious politician in America today who came out and in his speeches said nothing more than the exact words of Thomas Jefferson on any given subject, he would be considered a radical. He would be considered an extremist. He would be considered anti-American. And yet,
don't forget anti-Semitic for not being willing to go to war for the Jews.
Absolutely. I mean, it's funny. I continue to be staggered by what appears to me this utter hypocrisy. It turns out, I mentioned this to you earlier, and if people don't know about it, they need to know about it. The United States, that's our country, that with our tax dollars went in and destroyed the country of Iraq and probably 100,000 or more of its people, certainly it totally destroyed what was otherwise a thriving nation. The United States now wants to resettle at least 5,000 Iraqis in the United States, people who are refugees from Iraq. Now, what kind of madness is this? We go in and destroy a country, and then when the people flee the country, we're going to resettle them here if they describe themselves as political refugees. I mean, what the hell is going on, Mark?
Well, of course, you know that 5,000, the number 5,000, is just a drop in the bucket. You know, we're talking about close to 1 million people dead just in this campaign. When we're talking about what has happened over the course of the last 15 years with all of the sanctions, the deliberate starving of children of medicine and food, you're talking about closer to 2 million people.
Yes, exactly. That's the figure they're saying. 2 million people have been displaced. They've left Iraq, yeah.
And let's not forget the hundreds of thousands that have that are fleeing every month. So this 5,000, I mean, it's nothing. It's completely insignificant, and it's just a token gesture as a way for Bush and all of the rest of these anti-Semites, and they are anti-Semites. They are the true anti-Semites because they are the ones who are waging war against the real Semites, who are the Arabs.
It's
just
That's right.
A way for them to placate the rest of the Middle Eastern world and to say, see, we're not anti-Muslim, we're not anti-immigrant, we're not anti-Arab. We're going to let 5,000 of the 25 million people's lives who we've destroyed into our country.
You know, let me make a prediction here. This is a sad prediction, but I just know how things work. Once they bring those 5 or 10 or 15 or however many, 20,000 Iraqis into this country, maybe more, those Iraqis are going to be subjected to hateful words and actions by the supporters of George W. Bush, who have been trained like trained monkeys to hate Arabs and Muslims.
Yes,
so what will happen then is there will be a hate crime committed, as we call them now, hate crimes. There will be a hate crime committed against one of these Iraqis. And this will be used by, of course, Jewish lobby organizations like the Anti-Defamation League, who have helped stir up this hatred against Arabs and Muslims through the rhetoric that they've put out, through the kind of words that they've inserted into the mouth and the mind of George W. Bush. And they will justify the passage of more hate crimes laws to combat this very kind of hate that they helped stir up in the first place.
Michael, don't give him any ideas, please.
I thought
things were bad up until you said that last part where the ADL was actually going to take the reins of this thing and benefit from it. But you're exactly right. That's exactly what that fat pig sitting in that office will do.
That's right. I mean, it's it just amazes me that they can take our secret or not so secret rulers can take any given fact situation, any given controversy, and they will twist it into such a bizarre fashion for their own purposes that the rest of us are just kind of sitting back and watching, as I say, for my own part, kind of amusement, but kind of amazement at the same time, and realizing that there's so many people who don't get the big picture.
No, they don't. But, you know, and I am reluctant to go in this direction because, you know, people assume that I'm a really religious guy, but actually I'm really not. I mean, I have great reverence and respect for this man named Jesus, but, you know, I see him as a very practical man as well. But what I'd like to say in this respect, though, when we look at these people and how truly deluded they are, anybody who has studied the warnings that Jesus left us, particularly the last week of his life when he was doing battle against the Pharisees in Jerusalem, he warned us that this was what it was going to be like. He said, you know, the people, they are going to be out of their minds. He said it's going to be like in the times of Noah. Now, whether you believe in the story of Noah and the ark or not, the moral of the story is that, you know, Noah was warning people that because of their evil and because of their foolishness, that God was going to bring a great judgment upon them, and they wouldn't listen. They just laughed, and they said, oh, you foolish old man. And that really is the way that it is with Americans today and Christians certainly around the world today. They have come to bow down and embrace the very same beast who put Jesus to death, who hunted down his followers and did everything that they could to extinguish his message. And yet today, these people who call themselves Christians are proudly followers of this ideology that is absolutely inimical to the teachings of Jesus.
Well, I think, you know, a large part of it, and I don't need to tell you this, excuse me, nor do I need to tell the listeners, but I mean, so much of the big problem, I think, is the mass propagandizing of the American eyes, ears, brains, heart, guts, by the broadcast media in particular, the news, the big ABC, CBS, NBC, the whole gang. But I guess my question to you, Mark, is how much, and we're going to go to a break here very shortly, so this will give you a couple minutes to think about it, how much do you think the actual education system itself is a contributor to this problem? There's a lot of people who immediately say it is the public schools, but I tend to think it's more the mass media. So that's what I'd like you to think about. Is it the public schools or is it the mass media? What's your opinion on that?
Certainly the public schools play a part, but...
we've got the break. Mark, hang on there. We've got the break coming up here. We'll be back in a moment, folks. And we will take your calls for Mark Glenn here at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary, but now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267, or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here with our special guest, Mark Glenn, who is now a contributor to American Free Press, and he has his own website at crescentandcross.com. Later, we're going to tell you how you can get Mark's book, No Beauty in the Beast, which is, as far as I'm concerned, one of the best written books addressing the very topic that we're peripherally discussing, sometimes directly discussing here tonight, the problem of Zionist power, not only in the world, but specifically here in the United States. Mark, before we went to the break, I addressed a question to you, and that was this. I'll repeat it again. Is it the mass media or the public school system in America which is the greater problem in terms of brainwashing people, for want of a better way of putting it?
Well, it's six of one, half a dozen of the other, as far as I'm concerned. Because two tentacles of the same octopus, okay? The kids, they are inundated with this garbage that goes into their mind when they're very young and impressionable. And then by the time they're adults, they cannot think critically and discern for themselves. And so everything that they see on TV, they just accept. But the biggest problem, Mike, I hate to make it sound so simplistic, the biggest problem with America and in terms of our society and us having lost this ability for critical thought is the fact that the parents don't care about their kids enough to filter that world out there. They think that everything is just fine. If we just take care of a few Islamic extremists, everything is going to be fine again. But, you know, our society is rotten from top to bottom. Everything that you see on TV, everything you read in the newspaper, our churches, our schools. You know, when Jesus was warning about this group of people known as the Pharisees, he says you have to be careful of their influence. You have to be careful of their yeast, is actually the word that he used. You know, and you think about the effect that yeast has when you're making bread. You only need a little bit. You put it in that dough, and it will swell that dough up to five times its size. So the real problem is with the parents. They don't protect their children from – they have just thrown their children to the wolves and said, here you go, wolves. Have at it with my kids. Make sure that he can at least get a job when he gets to be 18 or something so that I don't have to take care of him anymore. So that's the reason. I mean, of course, with your generation and my generation, it wasn't quite so bad. I mean, the kids today, they don't stand a chance. They are inundated with a Britney Spears culture, a culture of violence. You know, you see the video games that these kids play today, and then people wonder why you've got kids going into schools and killing each other in mass. So there's no simplistic answer to it other than the fact that, like I said, the parents of this country have just thrown their children to the wolves.
You know, I guess the reason why I ask you that question is because, you know, over the years, my instinct has always been to attack the public school system and the brainwashing in there. But at the same time, as I've been exposed to more and more young people in speaking in public schools and different places, I've found that they tend to be a little bit more rebellious.
Mm-hmm.
And tend to maybe not accept all the brainwashing. In other words, the more they hear about the Holocaust, you know, and how horrible the Holocaust was, the more their response to it is, oh, I've heard that before. That's old stuff. So that's why I'm thinking that, I don't know, that's why I was curious as to what your view on that was. I don't think we ever discussed that, but basically you consider both the media and the public school brainwashing to be pretty much on an even on par as far as the damage it's doing to the thought process in America today.
Yes, and I hate to sound so pessimistic, but you have to remember that this is a guy talking to you who has eight kids.
You're talking with some authority. You have eight children and of varying ages, and you're able to kind of make some judgments about how things like this work. So
yeah, and having taught in the school system for 5 years too, I mean, that is one of the reasons why my kids are not in a school, because I will not put them in an environment, even, and I'm talking even in the private school system too, because I taught in the private school system as well, and you still have people in there who do not know how to teach critical thinking skills. And besides that, you know, like I said, the parents today, they are very undiscerning when it comes to what their kids are able to see and hear. I know plenty of supposedly Christian conservative parents, and the stuff that they let their kids watch and listen to, it's like, why are you bothering? It's like, you know, you load your kid up on vitamins so that he won't get sick, but then you let him go play in the septic tank.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. You know, I'm glad you brought up, that's interesting, about the private school systems. You know, that's one of the problems I think we have here today in America, too, is that everybody thinks of the private schools as a refuge for their children from a lot of the garbage coming in the public schools. But, in fact, many, many private schools in America today are, in some respects, even worse as far as propagandizing and as far as even the Zionist agenda is foremost in a lot of Christian private schools in America. So that I see as a little bit of a problem there too.
Well, what it boils down to, Mike, is until the people of this country, whether they are grandparents, parents, or whatever, until they decide that they are not going to be slaves anymore, we are not going to turn this around.
Well put, but I'm sorry to say, I'm afraid you're right. Okay, well, we have a break coming up. When we come back from the break, we've got three callers lined up already, and we're going to go right to the callers. We're here with Mark Glenn on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Get your pen and paper handy. I'm going to tell you where you can get Mark's book when we come back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm here in Washington, D.C., and I'm telling you right now, if I had a headache, I would take Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. Now, I'm going to give you their 800 number in a second, but in the meantime, get your pen and paper handy because I'm going to give you the number for American Free Press. That's where you can get Mark Glenn's book in an all-new updated edition. The number at American Free Press is 888-699-NEWS. 888-699-NEWS. Cost on the book, I'm not sure. Mark, do you know what the cost of the book is?
I don't know exactly. I think it's hovering somewhere around $20.
I think that's about right. So, folks, that's a good price to send, ask for. Tell them you want to order Mark Glenn's book, No Beauty and the Beast. It's $20. You tell them you heard the offer on Mike Piper's radio program, and I guarantee you they'll offer it, even if the book is $30, but I don't believe that it is. I think it's like $19.95, $20, something like that. Give them a call. It's a good book. I've written a review of it that's been published in American Free Press. I've mentioned it on this program. A lot of you have already read the book. If you already have a copy of the book, order an extra copy for a friend, someone who needs a little bit of education. Well, we have got Mark Glenn on here, who is a former teacher of 5 years. He's a father of 8 children, so he knows a little bit about family life and educating children and, you know, the damage that is done to our children before they get the criminals in our government, get their hands on them and send them over to fight wars that shouldn't be fought. Well, we do have some callers lined up, Mark, here, so I'm going to go right to them. Let's go to Don in Oregon. Don, come on up.
Good evening, Mike, and good evening, Mark.
How are you?
What I've heard so far sounds really, to me, very to the point, very succinct, and very on point. The parents of America have been dumbed down over several generations to where we're nothing but a country of growing mercenaries. It seems to me, just make the buck and watch the TV and grab the beer and Monday night football. It just seems like the parents, you know, the point you made, Mark, is it's really true. The parents in the country have kind of lost interest in education and rearing children to the large extent. So I'm totally in agreement with that. However, those who do try wind up getting jailed or their children get taken away from them one way or another. So there's kind of a double-edged sword there that parents become quite apathetic. I mean, that's one thing to think about. And I think go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Don.
The school system, some years back, Rockefeller, one of his disciples by the name of Dewey, I think he made a phrase that he wanted to weld the minds of American youth together. I think by and large that's happened. Have you heard of Dewey?
Yeah, that's John Dewey you're referring
to.
Yeah,
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not a very good Christian in most circles because I'm a preterist. And quite honestly, when I read the Bible and I research the words, there's been so many supplanted words in Scripture that I can't make heads or tails unless I have a concordance and a book in etymology handy to sort out the words properly. The word, for example, you brought up the word Pharisee. To my knowledge, there were no sites, there's no history of Pharisees in the Old Testament. You know, I could be wrong, but what I find is I find no recorded writings about Pharisees in the Old Testament.
Well,
How does that line up with your research, Mark?
Well, it's true. I mean, the Pharisees and the Sadducees were creatures of the New Testament.
They were
part of the Levitical priesthood of the Old Testament.
Right.
But in general, you know, they were just the Levites. They were the priests. And the
Pharisees?
From the beginning.
The Pharisees?
Well, they were part of the priestly class, yes. So you're right.
Right.
The word
but were they Levites?
Part of the Levitical priesthood, I'm fairly certain that they were.
Well,
because
I've got no...
I
can't find that. I don't want to belabor the point because I know there's other callers. But what I find is the Queen of Sheba brought in what was called the Sabaeans, which were the commercial priests that she brought into Solomon's court. And you hear nothing about the Sabaeans in the New Testament. You hear nothing about the Pharisees in the Old Testament. And as far as I'm concerned, the Pharisees were commercial priests. They were the money changers in the temples. So I see a direct connection there.
Well, I was just going to comment, the more things change, the more they remain the same. I mean, we have modern-day priests, modern-day Pharisees, running our financial system, running
Whoa.
The media, running us, running the nation into the ground.
Hello. Yeah, well, I could go on for hours. Oh, the other thing is, I had a little tit for tat with my girlfriend today. She's down in El Paso, Texas, and she's got a number of people who are trying to teach her about the Holocaust. And I said, "Wait a minute." I said, what are you talking about? Well, we got into a little tit for tat, and I didn't want to belabor it. But, you know, one thing came out of it, and this is the last thing. Rudy Stanko on the book The Score, I don't know if you've ever heard of Rudy Stanko.
Yeah.
Okay. I had a chance to visit with him up in Montana when the Freeman were up there. He was trying to help out a little bit. And he gave me a signed copy of his book The Score. And I read through that and read through some other books. And what I'm trying to figure out is these mass graves of all of the 6 million Jews, where are they? Nobody's ever found them.
Well, that's one of the things. You know, I had a guest on this program, Richard Craigie, who went to one of the alleged sites at one of the concentration camps in Poland, and using high-tech equipment, he was unable to prove that such mass graves existed where they were said to exist. And that's only in one location.
Right. Now, if they burned all the bodies up, doesn't it take 14 hours to cremate a single body?
I don't know how long it takes. I've never cremated a body.
I was in the Air Force in Germany back in the early 60s, and I went to Dachau, and those ovens weren't that big. You couldn't put that many in at a time. And actually, I think those ovens were actually used to burn the clothes of the people because they had such a lice problem and things like that?
Well,
they were spraying the people and they were stripping their clothes off for hygiene purposes.
Well, you know, it's no mystery. It's no mystery that it's no secret that the German concentration camps, in fact, cremated the bodies of people who died in those camps. But the fact that they cremated them doesn't mean that they were being cremated after they had been
gassed,
deliberately murdered, whether by poison gas or anything else. So
now the calculations that I come up with, and it was a very, very, and this is a different book too. Facts Are Facts is another book that I read years ago, and if they, with the technology they had at that time, with the number of ovens they had available in the different camps at that time, they would require 70 years to go through all those 6 million bodies, unless they buried them in mass graves. And 70 years from 1940-something?
45 is when the war
2010,
ended.
2010, they should still be cremating the bodies.
Well, you know what always amazes me about the Holocaust story is that it always strategically changes as necessary.
Yeah,
the figures, but, you know, it's kind of interesting. More often than not, the figures go up. They just shift the numbers around and say, well, this many died here and that many died there. So,
thanks for taking my call. I'm going to butt out so you can get to your other callers.
All right. Well, Mark, let's just move on here to Jim in Pennsylvania. Jim, are you there?
Hello?
Jim, how are you tonight?
Hello, Mike. Hello, Mark.
How
are you? I'm calling to relate to you. If you want to train children to be able to think, you have to teach them the geometry of Euclid, which is 3,000 years old. In Alexandria, Egypt, 3,000 years ago, Euclid collected all the knowledge of geometry of the pyramid builders of the ancient world and formed a school, and he taught people how to reason. That's what geometry does. It trains the human mind how to reason. That's what we're lacking here. And it also does something
mm-hmm.
else. In my experience, what it does is it what I experienced was a spiritual connection with the millions and millions of people that have studied that book in the past 3,000 years, in the same way that I believe that people who read the Bible have a spiritual communion with others who have read that Bible in the past 2,000 years. That's my kind of experience.
That's very interesting. Mark, what do you have to say about that? I can't really comment.
I hate to be a wet blanket on Jim's advice here, but math really is a four-letter word as far as I'm concerned.
Geometry is not mathematics. Geometry came before any science. Geometry came before mathematics.
I'm going to leave that to my beautiful, much more intelligent wife to take care of than me. I'll handle the history and the foreign languages.
Okay, there's something else I want to point out, too.
Yeah, go ahead.
There isn't any, I don't believe any kind of, like, Zionist conspiracy. I know who the enemy is. They're calling themselves the American Bar Association. And anybody who's a member is your enemy because they are an enemy of your government.
Okay, well.
Now, that's an interesting, I guess my problem with that opinion, Jim, is not that I think the American Bar Association is anything special, but you're laying the blanket on every lawyer, even those who are active in the Patriot Movement.
We have a constitution, and it says that every trial will be by jury, and either someone is prepared to defend that, or they are a traitor.
Okay, well, but you're not going to suggest that just by virtue of membership in the American Bar Association that an attorney is bad, that all attorneys are bad.
They're all liars, they're all vermin, they're all traitors. Either we have a constitution and we have inviolate law and they support it, or they are the enemy of it. It's just that plain and simple. Either they recognize inviolate law or they are the enemy of our government.
Well, you know what? I hope you know. I know there's a lot of good patriot attorneys out there. I guess you don't think so.
They're all traitors. traitors. Don't believe any of them. There's no such thing as an attorney that is not a traitor. Either they recognize our Constitution and they're prepared to defend it, or they are conspiring against us by being a member of the mafia that has robbed us of our government.
Well, I tell you what, all I can say is that's a pretty hard-line position. I guess I'm seeing the faces of all these good patriot attorneys out there that I've come across over the years, and I just hope you're wrong, but you may be right.
You demand that they recognize inviolate law. Either there is such a thing as inviolate law and inherent rights, or those things don't exist, and they refuse to recognize them, and they are playing the game of you are my slave. They have elected themselves as a political aristocracy.
Well, there's no question about attorneys being aristocrats. Mark, what do you think?
I'm just going to bow out on that.
I'm going to get going. How kind of you for your time. Thank
you. All right, Jim. Thanks for your call. Let's go to Dave in Wyoming. I hope he's a lawyer.
Michael?
Dave, are you there?
Yeah, I sure am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hey, look, I like your program, Mike. You got a good program, and Mark, I think you're a real good speaker. I enjoy listening to you when you come on. And you got a good subject tonight. I'd like to present just another side of it here. I think the problem here is it's a spiritual issue. And who God really is going to hold accountable for this. He says judgment must start first at the house of God. And it has in this country. If you go back prior to 1830 in this country, those people in the churches in this country did not think like they do about end time things like they do today.
Okay.
And what has happened here is, and he said in Matthew 7, he said, beware of false prophets. He says they would come in you like sheep's clothing, but inward they were ravening wolves. John made another point in 1 John chapter 4. He said, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether it be of God. He says, because many false prophets are going out in the world. Now, you can turn on Christian radio, and you'll never hear a false prophet because every one of them is telling you the truth. So what you have to do is take that Bible, and you have to understand it enough to not be able to discern which is true and which is false. And what's happened to the Christian church, by and large, is the false prophets have come in, and they've given them a pedestal, and they've basically swayed the minds of the people in this country where they cannot recognize the evil that's come into their land. And it's caused the church in this country to really be in dire straits when it comes before, when they stand before God. And what you have here with an education system, the church is supposed to be a light and a city put on a hill, Matthew 5. And it ceases to be light when it's under the control and sway of the same problem that was in Jesus' time when he addressed those Pharisees and scribes, and John the Baptist said, hey, he says, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? And they're the same group that put Christ on the cross because in 1 John it says he came on his own received him not. They did not want what he was preaching. They did not want that. They wanted a physical kingdom, and he was presenting a spiritual kingdom that would change them, and they didn't want anything to do with it. And that's the same thing in this country today. They're looking for a physical millennial reign here and a kingdom on earth with the Jews ruling and controlling it. And they don't want anything that's going to change their lives, and they reject that type of Christ, that Messiah, and they don't want it. And the churches, by and large, are the same way today. And so I have six children. We homeschooled ours. We did put them in Christian school for a while. But the Christian, most of called Christian curriculums, are under the sway of this Zionist agenda. I mean,
I've come to conclude over the past few years from different things that people have told me. So here's another confirmation of that.
I'll give you an example. Like my daughter went to a Bible school in Florida where they produced the Becca homeschool curriculum. And she said, Dad, I want to tell you, it's interesting. There's a Jewish family there that's in the music industry that has a strong sway over the curriculum put up. I says, that's interesting. I was interested in that because if you pick up their literature, it's always the same old thing, you know, the persecution factor that they present because this draws a guilt on the world. And everything else that they promote, you know, and the changing of history, and, you know, it's a politically correct history. Basically, most of the homeschool curriculums are. But it's under this same mindset, this same spiritual deception that I'm talking about that's really used the churches. And look, I'll get off, and thanks a lot.
Listen, thanks for your call, Dave. Very interesting point he's made there, and I appreciate that. It just confirms what I was afraid of. Well, we are going to the break here, folks. Stay tuned. We're going to wrap it up shortly. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hello. Oh. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. We're winding up the evening here. We can squeeze in one more call for our guest, Mark Glenn. We've got Bob in Texas. Bob, come on up.
Hello.
Bob, Michael? How are you tonight?
I'm doing just fine, Mike. I only called in to maybe clear up a little thing here about the synagogues and Pharisees and the Talmud and all of that. In the Zondervan Bible Dictionary, it gives a definition and a little bit of a history on the synagogue, and it says, they appear to have arisen during the exile in the absence of the temple worship and to have received their full development on the return of the Jews from captivity. So this was a Babylonian device that the Judahites picked up while they were in captivity in Babylon, and that's where the Talmud came from. And when they came back down into Jerusalem, they brought a whole different religion. The death worship and the Kabbalah is really what came back down out of Babylon into Jerusalem. And when we talk about who our enemies are, it isn't the lawyers, it's the Kabbalists. And I don't care if they're Jesuit Kabbalists or if they're Masonic Kabbalists or if they're Jew Kabbalists, whatever, if they're into the Kabbalah, they're into death worship. And I would like to recommend a video that's on Google, at least temporarily, where in the last hour, it's an hour and 49 minutes long, and in the last 49 minutes of that video, it gives a really clear demonstration with graphic evidence of why you see so much homosexuality in the intelligence agencies and in these secret societies, and you hear so much about it. And as a matter of fact, like when Jacques de Molay and some of those Masons, Freemasons, were burned at the stake.
I tell you what, give us the address so people can check it out. We're going to be running out of time here in a minute. Give us that address.
Okay, just Google Illuminati 2. Okay, on the Google video search box.
Is that number 2 or
yeah,
2?
Yeah, the number. Illuminati, the number 2.
Okay, Illuminati 2. Mark Glenn, did you have any comments on all that before we fold her up?
Not enough time, Mike.
we are running out of time here. Bob, I appreciate your call. I'll check that out as soon as I can get a video machine that runs videos here. But in any case, Mark Glenn, I want to thank you for coming aboard.
I want to thank you for having me.
Yeah, I thought we had William Shakespeare on earlier as a guest. You know, what was it Shakespeare said? First thing we do, let's kill all the lawyers. And not that I'm saying that wouldn't be such a bad thing, but if we want to restructure our legal system, we probably need the lawyers with us to be on board to restructure it for us, because no one would understand what the hell they've written. But I think we got bigger problems than the lawyers, and I think you would probably agree with that, Mark.
I do, yes.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, check out Mark Glenn's website at crescentandcross.com. Crescentandcross.com. He is the author of No Beauty in the Beast. It's available from American Free Press, $20. Go to americanfreepress.net.
I hope that number is right, because if it turns out to be more, Paul's going to have my head.
Don't worry about it. All right, folks. Mark Glenn and everybody else, have a good evening. This is Michael Collins Piper signing off.